District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
Hello again, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio, bringing some more ideas and business tips from our business experts. Today we're talking with Doyle Bueller from Breakthrough.Digital. We're talking today this particular aspect of digital storytelling. So yeah. What is digital storytelling?
Well, I think it's combining sort of the traditional aspects of storytelling with more sort of the digital focus with having a proper digital platform, right? So it's not as simple as, you know, writing a fable or that sort of thing. We actually have to look at it and see how can we move our customer, our audience through a specific storytelling process as well. Because there's so much clutter out there, there's so much distractions in terms of digital and online and content and videos and that sort of thing. So what's really important is being able to understand that process that you're going to take your audience through so that they can overcome their challenges. And that's really fundamentally the story behind it all.
So that's not a story as in a movie story?
No, it's not. Well, you're going to have obviously specific points along the way that are quite similar, but it's not a story. A lot of people get confused. It's not about me saying I'm a, you know, awesome dude and that sort of thing. It's really, we have to sort of reflect and look at who is the story about. It's about the hero, which is our audience. It's not about us, even though you have a magnificent story. And I'm not saying, you know, don't talk or don't share that story about, you know, your rise from the ashes as well, because we obviously all have a lot of personal stories to tell as well. But really just sort of focusing it on that side of the story that conveys you as the audience, as the hero, that you're taking them through this journey to help them solve their problems in the digital space as well. So it takes a very specific process. It takes a very specific pattern to be able to do that. And it's not as easy as just writing a blog, because a blog is a single transaction, a video is a single transaction. But how do we actually put these pieces in place to be able to make it continuous so that we can spend more time with our audience and they can spend more time with us?
Terrific. That sounds a bit like what other people call an avatar too, that your ideal customer.
A little bit. I mean, you have to define that up front, who you're going to be talking to, right, or talking with as well, and who you're going to be taking along this journey. I liken it to, you know, who are you? Are you Yoda or Luke Skywalker type thing? And if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll get the message there. But we all kind of want to be the Luke Skywalker and be on the adventure and that sort of thing and save whatever, the Force and those kinds of things. But at the same time, we have to, as the business owner, as, you know, the entrepreneur, the business, we have to be able to guide our customer along that pathway. So typically we're Yoda. Okay. And that's what we need to look at, is how do we actually guide our customer along that pathway to be able to do that? We have to know that, yes, our customer is Luke Skywalker first, right? So that's, yes, absolutely what you're saying, is knowing who the avatar is or what characteristics, what behaviors, but that's absolutely important. So we have to design the story around them.
And we become the guide. We become Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. We become Yoda. So in the digital space, you're digital Yoda.
You talk about that pathway to lead them up through. Can you give us an example of one that you've actually done that
for? Sure. I mean, it's more important to understand the steps, because that way you can sort of see how it evolves. But what we want to do is a lot of businesses focus in on that single transaction, like buy my stuff now kind of thing. And if you look in the digital space, that's really where most of the focus is, you know, over 80, 90% of it. But what we have to do is understand that we're going to take them through a journey. So we have to start small. We have to be able to get them to just have sort of a low risk, a low commitment type interaction with us. And then we can gradually increase that level of commitment and risk that's associated with that. So we start small. We start with something like a gift, right? Which is a book. It could be a video. It could be something related to that challenge that we're trying to help them understand and contemplate as well. And then we take them through another step that might give them some additional ideas, some additional clues, some additional structure to be able to solve their problem. And then we give them some more ideas and knowledge that will be able to help them solve their problem and that sort of thing. So we move them along this pathway that we're providing knowledge, we're providing resources, we're providing all of the things that are important to be able to spend time with you, because at the end of the day, that's why they're going to purchase from you, is if they can spend time with you. So we really need to do that, but people aren't ready for, again, that buy my stuff now. So it's, okay, what's this gradual journey that we have to make? So we can split it up into specific pieces. Here's the entry point, here's the middle point, here's the end point, and here's my core business, right? So the story is guiding these people, guiding your audience along this pathway, so that it becomes very, and with digital technologies as well, we're able to target specific people at specific points in time. So it's not that difficult if we've designed that journey to be able to gain, help them overcome their problems and their challenges that only you can solve.
Do you help people design their journey?
Absolutely, yeah. So we go through and we create specific spots. The first spot is called a gift. The second spot is called a product for prospects. And then the third spot is called your core business. And that's sort of where you're able to move your customers to eventually. A lot of businesses start at the business and they're trying to sell it could be, if it's a service-based business, it should be, in the several thousand dollar range. But if it's a smaller one, it doesn't matter that much. But we have to graduate those people along that pathway. So it's easy to design it. Once we know who the audience is, we can then design those specific pieces along the pathway so it becomes more of an adventure. It becomes more of a story that we can take them along with.
What I found over the years is that there's not a lot of sort of strategic thinking that goes on. A lot of businesses that are created are seem to be seat of the pants, which is fine in certain circumstances. But they don't really have sort of a foundation. They don't really have a strategy that carries them forward. And I think some of the statistics are that I think it's like 60% of businesses fail before their fifth year type thing. And this is pretty typical around the world. It will vary a little bit between different countries, but it's around that 60% that fail. So
it's a lot, isn't it?
It is. But my belief is that a lot of that, of the failures, is obviously there are some things that you can control and some things that you can't. But I've found in my experience that a lot of businesses don't have that long-term vision, that long-term strategic goal that says this is what we need to do. And so that's why it's really important to build what I call a strategic architecture that actually puts these pieces in place and allows you to kind of think about what's really important and to structure it up front. Like, it's no different than building a building. You're going to start with a really strong foundation. You're going to dig down and, put in the piles or whatever the case may be to bedrock, or, create a concrete structure that's not going to move over the years.
It's not going to fall over.
It's not going to fall over, right? And so I think a lot of people miss the opportunity. And I get that business is very fast paced and we're looking for that dollar. We're trying to go after that buck to keep the business going, which is obviously very important. But at the same time, if we could get ourselves to that point where in 5 years we're still around, guess what? We should have a very clear strategy. You don't have to necessarily build it right at the beginning, because you're going through a lot of growing pains. You're still kind of trying to find your groove. But within 1 or 2 years, you really should look at focusing in on how do I actually build the foundation to continue this growth past that 5 year chasm, right? Because if you don't make it past that, then you might as well get a job now kind of thing. So it's really important to kind of structure it so that you've got that foundation at near the beginning, past the startup phase.
What if you're already established, been in business for quite a few years, and sort of stuck?
Well, that's sort of the other side of it too, is that you do get a lot of companies that are stuck, right? They're not able to grow. They're not able to kind of sustain themselves. It becomes more of a lot of effort, right? So they haven't, again, taken the opportunity to say, okay, well, what's really important here? What is the value that I'm trying to deliver? What is the value that I'm offering to my customer, to my audience? And why? Why am I doing this type thing? And I mean it more sort of existentially. It's like, why is your business around? Okay, so why is it that people will do business with you? Because if you're competing on, price, if you're competing on simple products, guess what? Somebody's going to replace you. But if you're competing rather on value, what people actually get out of it at the end of the day, then that's a much better equation to work with. You know, so if you could say your business is about entertainment, it's about personalization, and it's about knowledge management or something like that, like pick three really core concepts that demonstrate that value that you can deliver, it becomes a lot easier to convey the business to your customer, to your audience. Your content becomes more relatable because you're always talking about those specific things, and it gives you the opportunity to be able to create, you know, a business that's built on that foundation. And yes, there's going to be stuff that affects you from time to time, recessions, economies, customers, you name it. But if you've got that strong foundation, the value is the same. So it doesn't matter if Facebook comes and goes. It doesn't matter if LinkedIn comes and goes. You're still delivering that value that's important to you. You might have to find another channel to find your audience. But at the same time, we know they're out there. It's what value are we delivering?
Well, if Facebook disappears, they're going to disappear because someone took them over.
Yeah.
Disrupted them.
Yeah, exactly. But the challenge is that Facebook is Facebook creates the rules, right? They create their own rules. So if you don't like their rules, guess what? You can be out of business. They've put industries out of business, right? I mean, they created an industry, but they've also taken that away, and they've put a lot of businesses out of business because they've shifted how they're presenting the information. They're shifting how they deal with, you know, the data, some of the data issues and some of the content issues and that sort of thing. So there's been a lot of businesses that have been killed by Facebook.
How can that happen? Because they must have relied solely on Facebook then for their business.
Yeah, absolutely. They did. A lot of publishing companies, about 2 years ago, Facebook made a dramatic shift in how they distribute their content because Facebook is full, right? Like, you've got 2 billion users. But if you look at how many companies are there, how many brands are there, how many, you know, stories are there, just the sheer amount of content can't be sustained. Not everybody would see it. So they had to cut. What did they do? They cut publishers. They said, your content will only be distributed X amount of times, right? So whether it was from a 20% to a 1%. And when the businesses relied upon Facebook traffic for their business and their drop from 20% to 1%, what's going to happen? They're going to shrivel up and die.
The old saying that's been around since I've been in business for a long time is that you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
that's wisdom of the ages, Alan. But unfortunately, not everybody sees that, right? Because they see the opportunity. This is, again, why most people look at the short-term side of it. It's like, oh, well, Facebook's there, and I can access 100 million readers every day. I'm going to produce content, and I'm going to then, you know, funnel them off into my products or whatever the case may be. They built a model that's specifically attached to one business. Okay, and when that one business says, we don't really like this, we're going to change things a little bit. Facebook might not think that it's a big change, but to that business that relying 100%, they're in the dumpster. And it happened overnight. Like 2 years ago, there was this huge cleansing where a lot of businesses went out of business because these were publishers for content and that sort of thing. They didn't have a secondary support model. They didn't have a really good revenue model that didn't include or that included other businesses beyond Facebook. And when Facebook changed, they died.
Oh, well. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
You know, some of the old sayings are still relevant.
They are. They always are.
Anyway, Dawl, thanks for that. We've run out of time. This is Alan Cox for District 32 Business Radio, and we've been talking with Doyle Bueller from Breakthrough.Digital. Awesome. Thanks, Dawl. And
thanks, Alan.
I think we need to speak again.
Love to.
Okay. We'll speak to you soon. In the meantime, it's back to the music.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.